The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, to eat the most fresh and nutritious food, should we be following the seasons with our diet? And does that strategy limit you somewhat in Ireland? I'm joined by the founder and CEO of Grow It Yourself, Mick Kelly. Mick, you're very welcome.
Hi,
good to see you again. You're in favour of this, are you? Eating with the seasons?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the way to think about it is maybe what's the opposite of seasonal eating. And it's kind of the mono diet that we tend to eat in this day and age, where we probably led by kind of nutrition advice and maybe celebrity chefs and that kind of thing. We sort of eat the same things all year round. So we, you know, somebody's told us avocados are good for us and we eat those under our eggs every day or whatever.
Or fresh berries,
exactly, which we kind of alluded to the last day. And like the supermarket will facilitate that diet. And, you know, there's like a supermarket, there are no seasons really in a supermarket when you think about it. But of course, everything that we eat in terms of fresh produce and whole foods have a season. They come in and out of season. So the only way a supermarket can give you that produce 365 days a year is by importing it from often the other side of the world, literally the southern hemisphere. So when things are out of season in the northern hemisphere, they're bringing them from, you know, South America and Africa and so on. And that is like an absolute marvel of logistics. But it's, you know, I think the thing we need to think about is that when the further something travels from when it's harvested until when you eat it, the, you know, and the longer that takes, the more the nutrients are being depleted as we go.
Yes,
and of course.
And there is that side of it. But also, if you like to taste nice things,
yeah,
it makes sense to eat what is in season in your own country, doesn't it?
Exactly, because nutrient density and flavour are two sides of the one coin. They're, you know, that's what you're tasting. You're tasting the life in the food effectively. And of course, there's also a carbon, you know, an emissions impact of bringing food from the other side of the world. So I think that's really important. So what it means is that when you're eating food that's in season, you know, you're accessing food that's at its most nutrients dense, its most flavoursome, and with, you know, almost no carbon emissions typically. And then the other side of it, I think, is that like I think by eating this kind of mono diet, the same things all year round, we sort of unplug from a kind of there's a sort of a wisdom in the produce that's available at different times of the year. So if you think about the life cycle of plants during the year, at this time of the year, they're just, you know, they're small and new, they're producing leaves. That's great for you after, you know, a kind of a long sort of stolid sort of a winter diet. You move into the summer, then there's kind of those same plants often produce pods. We get the first peas and beans. Into the summer, you get fruit, particularly hydrating fruits, things we need to hydrate our bodies, like tomatoes and cucumbers. Then into the autumn, you're getting things with much thicker skins, like squashes, pumpkins, and the kind of berry fruit, the things we eat all year round. That's when they're in season in Ireland, is in the autumn. And then finally into the winter, the plants are developing big, thick roots under the ground. So, and they're the things, you know, the parsnips and carrots and things that we eat.
Potatoes.
So we've So we've sort of unplugged from that, you know, that sort of arc of a story of
so
cycle through the
you're
year.
You're saying
as well.
That nature gives us what we need at different times of the year, and we should listen to it.
Exactly. Instead of, the avocado advice, and I don't want to harp on about avocados, but I think they're a great actually sort of talking point here, mm-hmm. because like somebody's told us they're really good for us, but there's loads of alternatives that are in season at different times of year you could be putting on under your eggs, like broad beans, for example, Brussels sprouts, a bit controversial, maybe at Christmas.
Oh, very controversial.
under your eggs, you know, but like and that's the point, I think, that Why do we think that we have to have this particular type of food instead of thinking about what's the most nutritious food that's in season at the moment? The other thing that's kind of, I think, gets missed with seasonal eating and with this mono diet we now have is in Ireland we have a gap which is called the hungry gap, and it's literally, it was called that because people used to go hungry at that time of the year.
Is that now?
And it's right now, exactly. So it's much later than people think. People think, well, a hungry gap would be in the winter. But it's actually a late spring problem. So April and May, these 2 months are the most, you know, acute shortages of local produce in Ireland. And I get a lot of people saying to me, you know, I went into a supermarket yesterday and there's no Irish carrots. And that's predominantly, some of it's because our carrot growers are going out of business, but some of it is also that, you know, the carrots are out of season. There's none of last year's carrots left. And it's really important to kind of remember that with potatoes, for example, the potatoes we're eating now, the carepinks and roosters and so on, are last year's potato crop that's been stored in cold storage over the winter. And that's why the new potatoes, which, you know, start to appear on the sides of the road in Wexford and other places in about, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks' time, were such a cause for celebration traditionally, because they were new season potatoes and they taste absolutely amazing. The storage ones, you know, are losing their flavour over the winter and so on. So I think the points of celebration during the year, the first new potatoes, first apples, the first tomatoes, you know, they're real points of celebration only if they are seasonal. If there's, and seasonality implies there has to be a lack of seasons at, you know, at the other end of the scale. But I think it's a much more interesting way to eat. It's a much more celebratory way to eat and much more varied diet as well. And definitely the science tells us it's more nutrient dense and less carbon emissions.
If we are in this sort of weird season at the moment where, you know, we're waiting for things to come in, what should we be eating right now then that is seasonal?
Yeah, it's a great question. And actually, in fairness, Bord Bia have a very good guide on the website that will tell you what's in season in Ireland. And it's a very narrow range at the moment. Like, they have a grid of what's in season. And in May, it might be like 7-8 things. Like, it's a really narrow range. So we have things like kale, we have cauliflower. You may still get, as I said, carrots and parsnips, potatoes, leeks, those kind of things from storage from last winter. In the next couple of weeks now, we start to see things starting to get really interesting. First, broad beans, we've got rhubarb, we're starting to get strawberries. We'll have those new potatoes in a couple of weeks' time and so on. So we're kind of starting to emerge from the hungry gap, and that's when things get interesting.
And with the strawberries, I mean, you can really taste the difference with the strawberries. You know, you see them for sale, as you said, on the side of the road, like new potatoes. When you get the Wexford strawberries, it's just different. They're just completely different.
Because of that freshness. You know, again, think about the time between when something was harvested and how far it's had to travel to get to your plate. The more fresh and local it is, the better it's good. You know, the more flavour it's going to have and the more nutrient density.
A listener says, I'm 69 and I remember the dinners of the 60s. Boiled fatty meat with endless spuds and mushy cabbage, cauliflower and carrots. It wasn't a seasonal diet either. That was 52 weeks of the year.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not suggesting that you need to follow this absolutely rigorously. But and like I think I said this the last day I was on with you, it's about progress, not perfection. You know, if the things you really like to eat and you have to include them in your diet, fair enough. But I think absolutely, like, learn about the seasons, learn what's in season and just, you know, get that really fresh, nutritious food into your diet.
Keep an eye on it and learn about it.
I think most of us now are so disconnected from our food, we don't necessarily understand what's in season. And I think that's, you know, that kind of limits us as consumers, really, when it comes to access to great food.
Mick, great to see you. Thanks for coming in again. That is Mick Kelly, founder and CEO of GI1.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.